Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Sachem Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara on the top of Amud Aleph brings the Machlokes Rav and Levi. It's actually referencing back to Tazayin Amud Aleph, where there was an Eidos said over by Yesi ben Ye'ezer Ish Tzreda, the Mashki Bey Mitbechaya is Dachan. And there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel over there. Does it mean that the Mashka of Bey Mitbechaya, the Mashka of the Beis HaMikdash, where Tahar is referring to Tumas Atzman, meaning they themselves didn't have Tumah? That's what Rav held. Shmuel said, no, they themselves had Tumah, they just couldn't be Metama Acherim. On Daf Yudayin, on today's Daf, the Gemara brings Machlokes Rav and Levi. Rav says that the Eidos of Yesi ben Ye'ezer Ish Tzreda, that there was no Tumah in Mashki Bey Mitbechaya, is only Mashki Beis Mitbechaya. Only Mayim and Dam, but Mashki Bey Mitbechaya, which is Shemen and Yayin, that did have Tumah. That's Shitas Rav. However, Levi said that even Mashki Bey Midbechaya, even Dam and Shemen, also did not have any Tumah at all. And you have to look in Rashi and the other Rishonim that explain why there should be a Chilik. However, we are just a couple days before Chanukah in this year's cycle, in Masechtas Pesachim, and the Achreinim ask, the Shaul Meisha brings the question from Chacham Echor, the Marktiyah brings this question, other Achreinim as well. We know the Gemara, Shabbos Tachof Aleph, says that the big nes was that even though the Cheshbonoim couldn't find a pach shemen of oil that was tahar, they finally found one that was sealed, and that was the big nes. The question is, according to Levi, that Mashki Bei Midvachaya, which is shemen, doesn't become tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, so why was there any oil that was tamei? Shouldn't all the oil have been tahar? So this question is asked by some of the Gedolei Achreinim, and I'll repeat and say over some of the Tirutzim that the Shaul Meshiv, who brings this question again from Chacham Echor in Madura Kama Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Aleph. He brings this question, he says, one Teretz he says is, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis, on the Beis, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Bo Bo Pritzim V'Chalalua, Pritzim came and breached the Beis HaMikdash, the Omechal desecrated the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that once the Pritzim came in, this is subject to a machloikis v'shem and achreinim, but the Shaul Meshiv understands that there was a chilul from the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was no longer any kedusha saguf. So since there was no longer any kedusha saguf, this is not shemen of Bei Midbechaya, which can have any tumah. Once the Yevanim came in on machal the Beis HaMikdash, so now the shemen of the Beis HaMikdash is not subject to this p'tur of Mashki Bei Midbechaya, and therefore the shemen would become tamei. That's one teretz he gives. Another teretz he gives, based on a pri chadash in the name of the Ra'am, that the Beis HaMikdash became a Beis Akum because they will machnis a sheret onto the Mizbeach, which makes it a Beis Avodah Zarah. And he says that the psul wasn't a psul tuma, rather the psul or anything in the Beis HaMikdash became psul because of Tekreves Avodah Zarah. So any shemen that was found wasn't not usable for the menorah because it was tamei, rather because it had a shame of takrevus of a dezara, therefore not getting the heter of Levi of Mashki Bei Midbechaya. Another teretz he brings, based on a levush and hilchas Chanukah, the levush says that the concern that the chashmonoim had was that perhaps the yevanim uma'ariv mixed shemen tamei into shemen, mixed shemen tamei into shemen tahar. And if they mix Shemen Tomei to Shemen Tar, they bring Shemen Tomei and they mix it with the Shemen Tar, then again, you're not going to have the heter of Mashki Bei Midbechaya, because the Shemen they mixed in was certainly Shemen Tomei. Another Teretz he brings, based on a Machlokes, on the Gemara, from the Gemara, later on in Pesachim, whether or not Hesach Hadas in Kachim is a Psul Aguf, or it's Psul Tumah. If it's Psul Aguf, then there's no heter of Shemen Bei Midbechaya. Mashki Bei Midbechaya. The whole heter of Mashki Bei Midbechaya is only when we're discussing Tumah. However, if there's a psul agof, then you're not going to have the heter of Mashki Bei Midbechaya. Everyone should have a wonderful day.